Hello, beautiful one. Welcome back to The Family Architect. In our last episode, you met the five emotional trigger archetypes inside the Awakening Trigger Map. And maybe you started to see yourself more clearly, not as broken, not as failing, but as awakening. Today, I want to give you something deeply practical, something you can use the very next time you're triggered. It's called the 60 Seconds Protocol. Because often what you do in the first minute after a trigger decides the entire outcome of the moment. This is where the regulated mother method gets really practical. We're not just talking about theory or understanding your patterns. We're giving you tools you can use in real time, in the heat of the moment, when everything feels like it's falling apart. Here's the truth. Once your nervous system is activated, your prefrontal cortex, the rational, calm, decision-making part of your brain, goes offline. That's why you can know all the parenting strategies in the world, but in the heat of the moment, you know, when the shit hits the fan, you forget them all. You know that feeling, right? Your child is melting down. You're feeling that familiar surge of overwhelm or panic or rage. And suddenly every wise parenting book you've read just vanishes from your mind. You default to yelling or shutting down or whatever your old pattern is. And afterwards you think, why did I do that again? I know better. But here's what I want you to understand. This isn't a character flaw. This is how nervous systems work. When we're triggered, we literally lose access to our higher brain functions. We go into what's called the limbic system, the part of our brain that's designed to keep us alive, not to make thoughtful parenting decisions. So the goal isn't to be perfectly calm all the time. The goal is to have a plan for the first 60 seconds. That plan brings you back into your body and buys you just enough time to choose your response instead of defaulting to your reaction. So let me walk you through the first 60 seconds protocol step by step. The first step is stop. Literally pause. Don't speak, don't correct, don't problem solve. This is the hardest part because when we're triggered, every instinct tells us to do something, to fix it, to make it stop. But that urgent feeling is exactly why we need to pause. Say to yourself, or even out loud if you need to, I'm triggered. Naming it disarms it. It turns the storm from something you are into something you're experiencing. There's so much power in this simple acknowledgement. I worked with a mother named Claire who was an overwhelmed heart archetype. Every time her toddler had a meltdown, she would immediately go into panic mode, trying everything she could to just make it stop. She offered snacks, toys, screams, anything to end the crying. But the more frantic she became, the more upset her son got. When she learned to pause and say, I'm triggered, everything changed. She realized that her son's crying wasn't an emergency she needed to fix immediately. It was just a child expressing big emotions. That pause gave her space to breathe instead of react. The second step is breathe and move. Now we bring the body online. Take one deep breath, inhale through your nose, and then a long, audible exhale through your mouth, like you're fogging up a window. This isn't just a feel-good advice. This is nervous system science. When you're triggered, your breathing becomes shallow and fast. This sends a signal to your brain that you're in danger, which keeps the stress response going. But when you're deliberately slow and deepen your breath, you activate your parasympathetic nervous system, the part that helps you calm down. If you can, add movement. Shake your hands. Roll your shoulders. Step back a pace. This helps discharge the adrenaline rushing through your system. Your body created all this energy for fight or flight, but most parenting moments don't actually require fighting or fleeing. So that energy needs to go somewhere. I remember working with Jessica, who had the hidden rage archetype. She described her triggers as feeling like electricity shooting through her body. Learning to shake out her hands and roll her shoulders gave that electric energy somewhere to go instead of exploding into or outward as yelling. The third step is anchor a choice. Finally, give your nervous system a clear message of safety. Whisper to yourself one anchoring phrase. This is where you remind your nervous system that you're not actually in danger, even though it feels overwhelming. You might say, I can handle this. This is not an emergency. I choose connection. We're going to be okay. You don't have to feel it fully yet. You just have to say it. Your body will catch up. This is about giving your nervous system new information, updating the old story that says this moment is dangerous. Let me share you a real life example of how this plays out. One mother I worked with, Kara, had the hidden rage archetype. Her biggest trigger was disrespect. Every time her 8-year-old said, "You're not the boss of me," she felt like fire went through her veins. It was like somebody had pressed a button that activated every memory of feeling powerless, unheard, dismissed. Before she learned this protocol, her go-to reaction was yelling back. She'd say things like, "Yes, I am, I'm your mother," or "Don't you dare talk to me like that." And then she'd spend the next hour feeling guilty, knowing she'd reacted from her wound instead of responding from her wisdom. Once she started practicing the first 60-second protocol, it looked like this. She paused, said in her head, "I'm triggered." She exhaled loudly, shook her hands, and then whispered, "This is not an emergency." That pause was enough. It didn't erase the anger, but it gave her space. Space to walk away if she needed to. Space to take a few more breaths. Space to remember that her 8-year-old was testing boundaries, not actually trying to hurt her. And her son? He felt the difference. He started melting down less because her reactions weren't feeding the fire anymore. When we stay regulated during our children's big emotions, we help them regulate too. When we escalate, they escalate. Now, if you've taken the Awakening Trigger Map quiz, you can personalize this protocol. Each archetype has different needs, and your anchoring phrase can reflect that. If you're the overwhelmed heart, your anchoring phrase might be, "I don't have to do this all at once." This reminds your nervous system that you don't have to fix everything immediately, that you can take things one step at a time. If you're the silenced child, try, "My voice matters." This counters the old story that your feelings and needs don't count, that you should just keep quiet and keep everybody else happy. If you're the hidden rage, "I am strong and I am safe," can be powerful. This acknowledges your strength while reminding your nervous system that you're not under attack, even when it feels like you are. For the hypervigilant protector, "I can rest here," helps your nervous system remember that not every moment requires vigilance, that it's safe to relax your guard. And if you're the numb resigner, "I am alive, I am here," can help you reconnect with your body and your presence when you're tempted to check out. But here's something important I want you to understand. This protocol isn't about becoming a perfect parent who never gets triggered. It's about interrupting the old patterns so you can choose something different. Some days you're remembering to use it and it will work perfectly. Some days you'll remember it halfway through your reaction. Some days you'll completely forget about it until you've already exploded. All of that is normal and human. The goal is progress, not perfection. Every time you catch yourself a little sooner, every time you pause a little longer, every time you choose consciousness over reactivity, you're rewiring your nervous system. You're teaching it that these parenting moments aren't actually emergencies. Let me tell you about Maria, who was a hypervigilant protector. Her six-year-old daughter was highly sensitive and would have meltdowns over things like seams in her socks, feeling wrong, or her brother looking at her funny. Maria's trigger was her daughter's emotional intensity because it activated her own fear that something was wrong, that she needed to fix it immediately. When Maria first started using the protocol, she remembered it about halfway through trying to solve her daughter's problem. She'd pause then and breathe and remind herself, I can rest here. Even that midstream connection or correction helped because it showed her daughter that adults can change course, that you don't have to finish every reaction you start. Over time, Maria got better at catching herself earlier, and something beautiful happened. As Maria became less frantic about fixing her daughter's big emotions, her daughter became more able to move through them. The emotions were still big, but they didn't last as long because Maria's calm presence helped regulate her daughter's nervous system. Gee, the roosters are going off today. I don't know if you can hear them. So here's what I want you to know about this work. You're not just changing your parenting. You're changing generational patterns. Every time you choose to pause instead of react, you're showing your children that emotions are manageable, that relationships can handle big feelings, that love doesn't disappear when things get hard. This is what it means to parent by design rather than by default. Instead of just reacting from your old wounds, you're making conscious choices about how you want to show up. You're architecting the family culture where triggers are met with curiosity instead of judgment, where mistakes can be repaired, where everyone gets to be human. But let's talk about what happens when you don't catch the trigger in time, when you react from the old pattern before you remember you have choices. First, please be gentle with yourself. Healing isn't linear. You're rewiring patterns that have been in place for decades. It takes time. Second, remember that repair is always possible. You can always come back to your child and say, I got triggered and reacted from my old pattern. That wasn't about you. It was about my stuff. I'm sorry. Let's try again. This teaches your child that adults can take responsibility for their emotions and actions. One more thing about this protocol. It isn't just for big triggers. You can use it in the smaller moments too. When you feel that first flutter of irritation, when you notice your jaw clenching, when you feel the urge to rush or control. The earlier you catch the activation, the easier it is to shift. Think of it like this. When you're driving and you start to veer off the road, it's much easier to course correct with a gentle adjustment than waiting until you're completely in the ditch. The same is true with emotional regulation. Small corrections early on prevent explosions later. You are not your triggers. You are the woman who gets to choose what happens next. And every time you choose presence over reaction, you are rewiring your nervous system. Moment by moment, you're showing your children what it looks like to be human and conscious at the same time. This is the work of the Regulated Mother Method. This is how we stop parenting from our old wounds and start parenting from our wisdom. This is how we architect families where everyone gets to feel deeply and still be safe. In our next episode, I'll show you how to repair with your child after a rupture. Because perfection isn't the goal. Connection is. Repair is. And sometimes the most beautiful moment of relationship happens not when we get it right, but when we make it right. Until then, take a breath. Practice the protocol even when you don't need it, so it's available when you do. And remember that you are awakening one conscious moment at a time. And if you haven't taken the Awakening Trigger Map quiz yet, head over to fantasticfuture.com.au and discover your unique trigger archetype. Understanding your pattern is the first step to changing it. And if the Family Architect podcast is serving you, please follow the show and leave a review. Your words help other mothers find this work and remind me why I'm so passionate about helping women transform their families from the inside out. Share this episode with a mother who needs to hear it. We heal in community, and your sharing might be exactly what someone needs today. Thank you for being here, for choosing growth over perfection, for doing the brave work of conscious parenting. You're changing the world, one family at a time. Until next time, love.